Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a duo that has a good amount of fun doing what they do and comes together to make some quality solid jazz. That was pianist Nick Sanders and saxophonist Logan Strozzle with the 2016 song Bebop Tune off their CD called Janice. That has gotten a lot of good ink and some time on the airwaves. And just so you know, Janice of the Roman Empire area was a god with two faces, a god of time, with one gaze directed forward, the other backward in time. And these two cats are always looking forward, just for the record. They started playing as a duo 10 years ago. They met at Boston's New England Conservatory of Music as students, and both of these very seasoned jazz musicians are fluid improvisers, and together their ideas gel well and continue to do so on this latest album. These cats waltz through their album with ease and make it sound seamless on its level of complexity. Neon Jazz spoke with these two cats recently, and this was their thoughts on the newest album.
This record has gotten such a great response. Again, it's really, I'm really pleased with it because also we mixed it ourselves too. So that was a really interesting, I mean, I had never done anything like that. And that was great because we could, you know, take the necessary time to get the sound how we wanted.
I mean, above all, like, we're just going to keep doing it for fun. I mean, it's not like we're out there smashing the concert tour. Touring everywhere. We've been doing this for a while. We just do it for fun naturally. So
yeah,
it's not something that takes some like big impetus to make happen. It just is like kind of constantly going, and we can tap into it when we want. Take a little snapshot, slide the disc out.
Look for much more to come from them as a duo and separately as a stellar set of artists in this modern world of jazz. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves duos, trios, quartets, nonettes, and much more in this little jazz town of ours, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you strength in music numbers. From a pianist that had a very clear voice and a warm sound, this is Lou Levy, joined by his trio, and this is the song, The Gentleman is a Dope.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and I'm listening to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. The Gentleman is Not a Dope. Thank you.
That was the legendary jazz pianist Barbara Carroll with the tune Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries. And we just lost Barbara on February 12, 2017. She was born way back in 1925 in Worcester, Massachusetts, and was on the piano playing at 8. In high school, she went after a jazz life, and in 1947, Leonard Feather dubbed her the first girl ever to play bebop piano. And a year later, her trio of Chuck Wayne on guitar and Clyde Lombardi on bass worked briefly with Benny Goodman. In 2003, Carroll was awarded the Kennedy Center's Mary Lou Williams Women in Jazz Lifetime Achievement Award. She lived all the way until 92 and kept on making jazz a richer musical ingredient of our human diet. From the youth jazz band in Barcelona featuring 7 to 20-year-old children and teenagers, this is St. Andrew Jazz Band with the 2009 tune Cute on this adorable Hour of Jazz Kids.
Thank you.
That was British session musician, saxophonist, and composer Justin Swadling with the 2014 tune REM off his CD, The Dreamer. So he has performed internationally for almost 10 years as a professional saxophonist. He graduated from the London College of Music in 2007, studying the saxophone and composition with Jimmy Hastings and Eddie Harvey. Over the years, he has been rather profound in his journeys and is much sought after. During a recent talk with the program, this is what he said about being in charge of things.
I suppose I quite like not having a boss. I like not having to get up super early on a Monday morning, drag myself into work. You know, I mean, I can go at things at my own pace. There are times when I'm working. The summer gets, you know, super intense. But, again, I very much... My own boss.
One of the more groundbreaking influences on Justin growing up was legendary clarinetist, composer, bandleader, and actor Artie Shaw. As we hear Justin talk about it, this is the tune Yesterday's, today on Neon Jazz, baby.
My grand bought me an Artie Shaw CD because I've been sort of pretty much in classical schooling up until maybe I was about 11 or 12. And I was looking for something else. Sort of more me, you know, and I got bought this this Artie Shaw Swing album, sitting down, suddenly trying to listen to all the sound, sort of the different effects, sort of the pitch bends and glissandos, and more of the extended techniques that Artie plays on the instrument.
Everybody, this is Brian Haas with Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey and the Nola Tet, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the French jazz pianist, composer, and teacher known by his nickname, Le Most, Bernard Pfeiffer, with the 1952 song Ballad in Paris off the LP La Vénérose. He was raised within a musical family, and his father and uncle were playing the violin and the organ, respectively. He started on the piano at 9, and after he won first prize in piano at the Paris Conservatory, he started his professional career at the age of 20, playing with Django Reinhardt. Through the 50s, he would continue to play with Django and become nationally renowned. From jazz trumpeter Gilbert Castellanos, we bring you the 2010 tune Essex as he jams with his Hammond B3 quartet and keeps this jazz glass getting filled to the brim right here on Neon Jazz.
Hi, This is John Davis, jazz pianist from New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. High in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good. In the sea, you know how it feels. We were running free, you know how it feels. There's a mound of trees, you know how it feels. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm free. Dragonflies out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies are having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when the year's gone, that's what I mean. And this old world, it's a new world, in this cold world.
That was the duo of Spanish jazz singer and instrumentalist Andres Motis and jazz saxophonist Joan Chamorro. Together, as you can hear, these two bring in a vast wealth of stage experience and bravado to make a recording that is worthy of your consideration and probably your jazz collection. From alto saxophonist and flautist Bud Shank with his quartet in tow, this is Shank's Pranks as we keep on moving down this road during this relatively prank-free hour of jazz, kids. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is Eli Villafranca, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Demino.
That was the great jazz pianist Phineas Newborn Jr. in 1958 with the song Sugar Ray off the LP Fabulous Phineas. Right out of Whiteville, Tennessee, he grew up in a house full of music and studied piano, trumpet, and tenor and baritone sax. He got groomed in R&B, and that was in a band led by his dad on drums and his brother Calvin on guitar. From there, he would work with the best in the jazz business and have a flourishing career. From a band that has a solid mixture of 40s and 50s jump blues, swing, jive, and rock and roll with authenticity and an overflowing amount of energy. This is Ray Collins' Hot Club Outfit with the 2001 tune Get a Move on It off the CD Shaking That Boogie, next on this swinging hour of jazz, kids.
This is George G. from the George G. Swing Orchestra in New York City. Joe Domino of Neon Jazz and myself want to make sure that you know that swing makes you happy.
Thank you.
That was the master jazz saxophonist, clarinetist, and composer Sidney Bechet with the song Old Stack O' Blues off the 2017 CD called Revolutionary Blues. And that is a fitting way to wind things down around here. The final act on this hour of jazz is Japanese keyboardist and composer Kiko Matsui with the song Black Lion off the 2015 CD Live in Tokyo, and it's rather grand. That is the land of jazz worship. Thanks, jazz lovers, for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man the Japanese jazz lovers always revere, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Reach out to us. Let us know what you think. We're always here for you at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
have been listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Domino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved.
Neon Jazz.